Buccaneer fans, I'm Scott Smith, and this is Buccaneers Insider for Thursday, July 31st. After a season in which the Buccaneers were forced to scramble for much of the year at the tight end position, they now head into the 2014 campaign with an apparently deep group of talent at that position. One of the more intriguing players at that position is second-year man Tim Wright, who emerged from that scramble last year to catch 54 passes for 571 yards and 5 touchdowns. Not only was Wright a rookie last year, but he was also new to the tight end position, having converted from wide receiver in the offseason. Obviously, he had to do a lot of learning on the job last year, and he says that learning process is still ongoing. One thing he learned in a recent practice is that with the intensity of competition out here, tempers sometimes get a little heated.
Yeah, I think it is. You know, guys spent a lot of time in the meeting room, you know, going over plans and going over getting their mentality right. So when we come out here today, you know, it's different levels on what guys bring to the field. So I think that's what it was a little bit of today.
You're coming off, obviously, breakout year last year. You know, coming into this training camp, what's really the focus for you to make sure people paid that?
Really, the focus is just excel on what I do well, running routes, you know, getting better. Learning from Vincent Jackson and guys that been in the league that have a lot of experience. Brandon Myers has a lot of experience under his belt at the tight end position, so he's another good guy to you know watch for on film. And you know, just getting better at the little things, at the small details, my footwork, all those things, you know, collaborating to one.
Yeah. Well, one of the things the Buccaneers obviously have to figure out in this training camp and during the preseason is how they're going to utilize all those tight ends. Tim Wright, second-round pick Austin Seferian-Jenkins, free agent pickup Brandon Myers, and perhaps even holdover Luke Stocker. And that's it for today on Buccaneers Insider. But don't forget that tomorrow the Buccaneers will head over to Raymond James Stadium for the annual night practice. Come out for autographs, competitions on the field, fireworks, and much more. For all the information you need on that, check the training camp link here on Buccaneers.com. We'll be right back.